You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast. Hello, and welcome back to the Study Clicks podcast. Today, I am joined by Fiona Kelly, who is ATU's marketing manager, and she is responsible for undergraduate recruitment. And very conveniently for us, she is also an expert on all things CAO. So we're going to have a little chat about the CAO because, as Fiona will go through, there are some deadlines and important dates coming up. So I suppose that gets me on to my first question, Fiona. When exactly do people have to be thinking about this? Should they have thought about it already, maybe? It's not too late, is it?
No, it's not too late. So, well, thanks so much for having me online with you. And I suppose in terms of the process now and key dates and deadlines, it's important to flag some of them. So the cheapest time to make your application, so anybody thinking about first-year entry into any of the universities in Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, you'd be mindful of these kind of key dates now. So if you are very confident, say, about your choices and your options, then the cheapest time to make an application is by the 20th of January, and it's 30 € to make your application. Say, for instance, you're not so sure and you're wondering, right, well, I need a wee bit more time, what should I do? Then the next deadline is between the 20th of January and the 1st of February, and it's 45 € to make your application. It's a wee bit dearer, but more expensive, but it gives you that window then again to kind of process and think through the options. But say you miss then completely that date by the 1st of February, there is still a window of opportunity called the late application deadline dates, and that goes between the beginning of March until the 1st of May. So a lot of students maybe who are thinking, oh, I'm going down the apprenticeship route, oh, I'm not going to university, or I'm going to take a bit of a year out. They tend to be those people then that maybe pop on the system in the late window then, and it costs €60 to make a late application between the beginning of March and the 1st of May.
Okay, wow. So a lot of dates there, and it seems that depending on how sure you are of your course, the less money you'll have to pay.
Exactly.
and how long it takes you to figure it out. Okay, that's great. So people do, I know a lot of people kind of think, you know, the 1st of February deadline. Now, obviously, we would encourage people to do it before then, but at least there is kind of that little bit of leeway, like you said, yeah, for people who kind of thought maybe they'd go down a different route. That's fantastic. But I suppose when it comes to trying to fill that out now, people who want to avail of the cheaper option would be filling it out in the next couple of days.
Yeah. And those kind of, actually, Luke, who maybe are applying for a restricted program. So some, yes, programs are restricted. So really important for students, so that if they're making an application, now, at ATU, doesn't affect us because we don't have programs that are restricted. You can go between those windows. But for anybody making a CAO application, let's see if your program is a restricted program and that you have to make the application by the 1st of February. So really important to maybe flag that too for, yeah, anybody making a CAO application.
And just out of interest, I suppose, what kind of courses would be restricted? Kind
medicine,
of?
For example, okay, anything with, okay, the HPAT association, anything like that. So it's important maybe to flag that, or maybe portfolio-based programs,
yeah,
programs that require a portfolio or an interview on that side of it. So just check to see. And, you know, what's great about the CAO is they flag everything on their website. There's a little asterisk beside the program. It'll say if it's restricted. Mm. So, you know, it's very user-friendly as well. And say, for instance, even Northern Ireland students may be making an application outside of UCAS as well. The CAO is really great for resources. It's resources aren't just for those students coming from Northern Ireland, but it shows you how to apply video as well. So their resources are awesome on the CAO website.
Yeah. No, it sounds like they're very thorough. And I suppose that's something that people might not know. It's kind of, it can be kind of daunting thinking of having to fill out something and they don't really know what to expect or what to even see when they go to fill it out online. And something that I found when I was in school, I kind of wasn't aware that there are two separate kind of components or lists to the CAO. Mm-hmm. There's the level 8 choices and the level 6 and 7. Could you kind of give a quick rundown of like what,
yeah,
the difference is?
For sure. So in the Irish landscape of higher education, there are 5 technological universities. So Atlantic Technological University would have been LYIT, IT Sligo and GMIT. And we came together as one on the 1st of April 2022. But there are 5 in total technological universities. So if you're watching this from any part of Ireland, I'm sure there's a technological university in your region. The technological universities offer you level 6, 7 programmes, and we we offer you level 8 programs. So say, for instance, at Atlantic Technological University, we have 226 programs. 100 and around 20 of them are level 8 programs, which are your honours degree programs. Some of them are 3-year, so fast track honours degree programs, and some are done in 4 years. And then we've level 6-7 programs as well. And in the CAO, you can make 10 choices in your level 8 list, and you can make 10 choices in your level 6-7 list. So those technological universities offer the 6-7 programs. What's great about the 6-7s and having the 8 options is that, say for instance, you're undecided about choices about what to make, you can fill out both lists and they don't compete with each other, and that they are separate lists in their own right. So when your offers come out just after the Leaving Cert results, you could effectively get 2 offers from the 2 lists. But at the very end of the day, then you can only accept one of those offers. But if you're really kind of smart about filling out your CAO choices, and then maybe you're undecided, for example, in that, well, maybe I'm thinking about business, but I'm also thinking about law, then what we'd advise when you're filling out the CAO form is maybe put the law program into one list and the business program into another, to give yourself those options for those discipline areas that are separate to each other, but also to give you that pathway opportunity into the program that really is for you. So sixes and sevens and level eights are really important to fill out and navigate the whole process to better you. So what I mean by that is that think about you on the day of results and having as many choices available to you. And that's why really, really kind of one of the key do's is fill out both lists. Check out the university you're interested in. Does the university have a program available on both lists? And another reason why to do that would be important is that the entry requirements tend to be lower for the 6-7 programs than they do with the level 8s. Now, there are some programs that maybe don't fit that brief, and some are specialist areas that the entry requirements are high, but the majority of programs that have a 6-7 option and a level 8 option tend to have lower entry requirements. And something also to flag as well about technological universities, and that we don't look for a modern language. So if you're thinking about us, don't worry, you know, we don't need a French or a German, say Spanish subject as well. So the 6 and the 7 lists really give you extra shots at uni, and that's really important to flag. So a key do when someone's filling out their CAO form is to actually really think about both lists on the CAO to better themselves.
It is great kind of that you can have that choice. And I think for a lot of people, they get kind of bogged down in the fact that, you know, they're putting down courses, maybe that they're not sure they're going to get it. You know, they don't know how the exams are going to go. And they're kind of thinking, well, I don't really know if I want one or two more. And it's annoying. I might get one, but then end up liking two more.
Yeah.
But then when you have that separate list entirely, and something else about the level 6 and 7, correct me if I'm wrong, but there are in certain courses a kind of like an integrated pathway within the course to end up with the level 8, right?
Yeah, that's a really great point, actually. So generally speaking, if you have applied for a level 6 program, which is a 2-year program, or a level 7 program, which is a 3-year bachelor's program, there will be a pathway in that university. So I can automatically guarantee you, like at ATU, every one of our 6s and 7s have a pathway to an 8. And what's really important to flag is that this won't take you any longer. It's not like when you finish that level 7 bachelor's, you're going to have to do an extra 2 years then to get your level 8. It's only going to be 1 year. And like, I'm an example of somebody who used the ladder of progression. I started in a 2-year program. I then did the add-on 1 year for my level 7, and then I did the add-on 1 year for my level 8. And what's great too is that maybe you'll want to go to another uni. So I started in TUD Dublin, and then I came back to ATU and did my 4th year. So you can move within the TUs too, if, for instance, the program is relevant and cognate to each other. So like, the system itself is really there to support you. So it's important to flag that. And sometimes people might be thinking, oh gosh, like a level 8 program is really daunting. I don't know if I want to go into a full program of 4 years in that particular area. And the 6s and 7s provide them with that kind of, well, I'll do 2 years and see how I get on.
Yeah,
and you graduate every time too. So if you like ceremony and
exactly,
like putting a hat on,
a couple of fun nights out are in there.
Couple of gatherings in the middle of it all. So it's important to flag that too.
Yeah, no, and I kind of didn't realize that there'd be so much. There is opportunity for movement from that. Like you said, it's not like you're back at square one again after your 3-year level 6 or 7. And I think as well, a lot of the time, level 6s and 7s, they can be a little bit, and especially in technological universities, in ATU, it's a little bit more practical. It's a little bit less you know, the smaller class sizes and stuff, so you can really get a feel for it, especially with those level sixes and sevens. If, like you said, you find a level eight extremely daunting and you don't know if you want to, like, you know, sign yourself away for 4 years, it kind of can be a little bit of a easier way into it, in a
big
way.
Big time. And, like, what I'll say about technological universities, and I'm including Atlantic Technological University in this, there are three P's. We focus on practical, we focus on the placements, and we also focus on projects. So if you like learning through doing, so continuous-based assessment, if you like being in labs, if you want to get out in industry, you're going to get that at a technological university. So you're going to have that piece where I'm out through industry in your degree program. And that's why we have such a high employment rate in the Irish Times. It's on a really great article on just the power of the technological university in terms of employment and progression. Our students that are graduating are getting into work fast. So 9 out of 10 of our graduates in ATU have either gained work within 3 months of graduating or gone on to postgraduate master's study after having graduated. And that's a really high progression rate. And that's standard across the technological university setting, again, because you're in through doing practicals, projects, and placements. So really, really important to flag that. So the majority of our programs, again, 9 out of 10 of them will have a placement, and that can be a minimum of 6 weeks, and can be one full year as well embedded in the program. And what's great about that is you're not green coming out of your program. You're going to have gone out to industry. You're going to have been there. You're going to get a sense of it, the expectations from an employer. And you could be working with a small to medium enterprise, or you could be working with a big organization. So, for example, I'm a mother of someone in third year doing a construction management engineering degree at the minute. But his best friend is graduating from ATU, hopefully this October. But he has already secured an opportunity with Morgan Stanley, one of the big four employers.
Huge.
In a from an ATU degree. And like, that's what we do well. And again, you mentioned about smaller class sizes. One of our student research pieces that we've done recently, the outcomes of it have shown that the smaller class sizes are really important to our students in ATU. So you'll know your lecturers by name. You'll be able to ask them for their advice. They'll be able to give you that advice, but then also network. They have networks that are invaluable to you. So you can work with them and partner with them that maybe a summer internship, or you want to go away on a day one, then they are the best people for you, because you're not invisible. You're not in a 300 class size. 32 people up to about 105 is a kind of standard technological university class size.
Yeah. And a lot of those kind of things that you've just discussed there are kind of unique to technological universities. I mean, level six and seven courses, like that list as a whole, that's kind of just that's just technological university territory there. And it's definitely something that I feel like people don't kind of consider. They kind of just fill out, they just race to fill out the level eight course lists. And then for people who are trying to make up their mind now, I'm taking myself back a couple of years now, thinking about when I was trying to choose, and I honestly was the most indecisive person of all time. There is a change of mind facility. Can you tell me a little bit about that and how it works?
So the change of mind facility is actually awesome, in that it opens around, say, the 5th, 6th of May every year, and then it's open right the way to the 1st of July. So if you think about timing-wise, you're going to be setting your leaving certificate in around that time, you know, and things can change. Things you could be going better than you expected, or you could be thinking, God, I don't know about this. This may not have gone my way. But what's great about the timeline of that is it allows you to change your mind. And it's exactly what it says in the TIM. You can go into the system and you can start to move your choices around. So it's really important also to flag, when we talk about choices, put those choices down in order of preference. So your dream course should be your number one. Mm-hmm. And don't start saying to yourself, I'm not going to get the AO points for that. Put it to number one anyway. If it's your dream, put it to number one. Okay, so it's really important to flag that. But what the change of mind window does, it gives you a chance then to move around your choices. And you might say to yourself, right, well, I've applied for this particular program area up until the 1st of February and I put it into my choices. But I've decided now over the last few months, I think actually I want to move things around a wee bit. Or, for example, your university that you're interested in could have developed a new program. So I'll give an example. In ATU, we have the Master of Pharmacy program in development at the minute.
Amazing
program, 5-year program, but right now it's not on the CAO. So the change of mind would give you a window of opportunity to put that to your level 8 list, up to your number one, because it's a new program on the system. So anything that comes up new can be put on then your change of mind. The change of mind gives you a flexibility, comfort blanket, an ability to move things around in a period that's really, really hectic for you. And we find actually in terms of our data that a lot of students use the change of mind in the last week. So from that last week in June up to the 1st of July, right the way down to the kind of last 5 to 10 minutes, you see people making applications on that.
Yeah.
Like I'm working in the higher education sector for 20 years now, and that system hasn't changed in terms of being open on those key dates, but it's so, so popular now for young people, because right down to the wire, you mightn't be totally sure, but it gives you that flexibility that other systems don't across Europe. So important to flag. And anybody who's applying to CAO, you know, that's what categories of people are applying. If you're leaving cert, if you're mature students, if you're people who are in further education, post-leaving certificate courses as well that are making applications. European students actually apply, come to universities via the CAO.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, through the CAO. So European non-EU students apply direct to their university campus as well. So another thing to flag too is if we're on your system, we can work with you too. Say, for instance, things are not what they seem. And I'm going to give you an example, look, better than and what I'm saying. I suppose, like last year, in the first few weeks, say September time when the results were out, and then maybe somebody headed off to Dublin or they headed off to Galway. And when they got there, they were like, oh gosh, I don't know if this is for me. And maybe say their regional campus then, their regional university is actually where they want to be then. If we're on your CAO application, we can see where we're at with you in that program and see whether or not there's available places also, because that's another window of opportunity. It's a system called Available Places, whereby we can help you then make the move back to, say, that regional university. Say, for instance, you've decided to leave your area, but then go, oh, gosh, farther hills aren't greener anymore. There is a flexibility there through then Available Places again. So another wee window. So CAO, what I'd say to you, is flexible, provides as many chances to get it right for you. And also your local universities will also try and do their best for you if things aren't going your way when you've made that move further. And actually, we supported around 283 students in the first few weeks of September at ATU this year with making a move towards us, having gone somewhere else.
Yeah, I hadn't actually, when you said there, whatever the statistic about people who change in the last week, I'm actually a part of that statistic. I changed,
yeah.
I remember, my CAO in the last week, and it really is great to have that facility open. Like that, I kind of just, I don't know, I completely pivoted, and it was nice to be able to change my mind and for that to be part of it and not have it to go, you know, contacting people and begging for a change. But I actually hadn't realized, we had spoken previously about this, I hadn't realized that you could do that moving around after the CAO. I think people think that CAO is just the day of the CAO offers and then it's done and dusted. And if you didn't put something down or you got the course, like you said, in Dublin, say I'm from Sligo myself. So if I had went to Dublin, decided I didn't like it and instead wanted to study something in ATU Sligo, you're saying that if I had something down, maybe fifth or sixth in my CAO already down for a course, a similar course here, I could move there maybe with the help
of ATU? You could work with us. Yeah. So Available Places is a platform whereby we can help you then. So, for example, now, say, for instance, you decided that you wanted to go from ATU Donegal to ATU Galway. If there was flexibility, we can do what's known as internal transfers within the system. But then, separate to that, the piece around being able to move within the Available Places system, then that is doable. That is completely doable. And really, I think so few know that you can actually connect with your local university. And like, if things aren't going your way, maybe, as I said, you've gone somewhere further away and you think, God, I wish I had stayed maybe local, for example, then contact us. We're public servants. We're here to help you. We're not here to cause you any trouble, but the system is there to help you as well. Available Places is a platform that could bring you back to where you wanted to be then if things weren't going your way.
Yeah, and I suppose kind of you've already highlighted some amazing points as to, you know, why ATU, but what and exactly how you can help. But is there anything kind of in specifically, I presume, you know, we've kind of already covered this level 6 and 7, that you think ATU, why should people put ATU on their CAO, their top choices, or, you know, anywhere on the CAO at all?
Yeah, I think really that community-based piece is really important. Like, again, about being able to stand up and stand out. When you're in a class size of 32 people to, say, maximum 105 people in a program, you can really shine bright. And I think if you want to get the best version of you out the other end of your degree program, have undertaken the best placement opportunities, the best examples of projects that are real-life projects, like working projects, for example, if you're studying marketing, working with the local Chamber of Commerce and doing marketing-based projects, those type of examples, then it's ATU for you, and it's your technological universities, because that's what we do best. So it's the community, it's the experience, and it's that piece about not being invisible, to stand up and stand out. And like, it's becoming so hard now to stand up and stand out, because everything's so competitive. But when you're in an environment that's smaller class sizes, and that the lecturer is in front of you, that you know them by first name, they are willing you on, and like, that's what I would say is the difference. You won't be invisible at ATU.
Yeah, that's great. And I love that mantra, kind of stand up, stand out. And like, it does sound like it really fosters kind of an environment where, you know, you're kind of much more connected to your lecturers and your module leaders and your course directors. You know, it kind of, they are just like an email away, and you're not just a number in their system. I suppose kind of to wrap it up, I was wondering if you could give us some key do's and don'ts when you're filling out your CAO. So just a couple of tips for anybody who's listening to this and maybe has like a couple of days until the deadline and are frantically looking for anything to give them help. What would you, where would you point them towards? What would you do?
Okay, so key thing I would say is do fill out both lists. Okay, do research. Really critically important. Don't just apply to that particular program because your best mate's going on, you love their company for the last 5 to 6 years. Don't pick a course because your parents told you or they have this vision of what you're going to be. Pick what you enjoy, and you will never struggle in that program. So do research, check out the programs, go to the open days as well, and the open evenings. Like, we have 3 events taking place across ATU now in January. Our Donegal Letterkenny open evenings on the 22nd of January, our Galway City, Dublin Road campus open evenings on the 23rd, and then we have our Sligo open day taking place on the 30th. So what I would say to you is maybe do attend open evenings as you approach that 1st of February deadline, so at your local university campus. It's really important to do that. Don't discount yourself. Don't, again, that piece around put the dream course in. Like, do not make assumptions and assume that you're going to do so bad and this whole year has been a travesty, because let's just not go there. Like, think positively. And make sure that, I suppose, you don't leave yourself in a place where you haven't spoke to people, key people. So whether that's the university or your guidance counsellor, or your parents even, or family members or older siblings or whatever, that piece around, you know, the research piece can happen at home, because can you afford to go away? Can you, and like, do
it's
this?
Or
can you
nowadays, especially massive, accommodation.
Massive and, part. So like that piece about the research, and so, you know, that don't discount yourself and give yourself the best shot. So hopefully that helps in terms of where people are navigating this important time. Stay in touch with us as well. Like the likes of myself, I'm always contactable by email. It's fiona.kelly@atu.ie. cao@atu.ie is also another way to get us. All the school liaison officers attached to an email. We'll answer anything. And there's no stupid question. There isn't.
No, there really isn't with stuff like this, because, like, I mean, there's no way of knowing until you ask, like, a lot of it.
Exactly.
None of it's common knowledge. Well, Fiona, thank you so much. Fiona Kelly from ATU, once again, our CAO expert. Thanks a million for talking to us. And I think that you've given students some really good insights there.
Brilliant. Thank you, Luke.